Well, Winks and Chris Waller won't be the only Sydney siders at Flemington on Saturday, because we've got Spieth and Bryce Hayes, who he's a Kiwi, but he's settled in Sydney now, and it's great to see them back at Flemington, where they've performed so well in the past. And Bryce joins us now. G'day, Bryce. How are you, mate?
Top of the morning, Michael, to you and your RSN audience.
Are you in Melbourne, or are you up in Sydney as yet, at this stage?
Not yet. There's a few jobs to be done in Sydney over the next 48 hours before I get down there, so still in Sydney at the moment.
Well, we know Spieth's going to be very happy at Flemington, because it's arguably his favourite track.
Yeah, hopefully. Look, it's had a couple of near misses, but at the same time, you know, for us, it's just a privilege to be down there. We just hold the whole scene down there in terms of the racetrack and the nostalgia when you walk on track there in such high regard, to have a horse that's competitive in some nice races down there and take him down there again. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you finished a breath second in two Group 1s down the straight, unlucky in the Lightning. You come up against the Gill guy, Group 2. Only a smallish field. You've drawn Barrier 8. Are you pretty happy with the way the field's assembled and where you've drawn?
Look, it's always sort of the highlight of the race. Last time I spoke to you, Michael, I did indicate that he would be down there to run second up in the Gill guy. And it's a race that, under the conditions, he's well placed in. The field will be what it will be, but albeit he'll need to be good on Saturday to be competitive. And probably a lack of speed, maybe, on the initial look at the race. But, you know, we'll have a good look at that as well across the course of the next day. But, look, it's just important that... you know, he switched off in that early part of the race, and if he switches off in that early part of the race, you know, he's going to be very, very strong and drop a really strong last 600.
There's no doubt about that. It's interesting because yourself and the quarterback have got those similar racing styles. So, as you said, there may be a little bit of a shortage of speed because they tend to sit up down the straight. So is that an early concern in the back of your mind?
Oh, it probably is, but it is what it is. Like, there's no excuses for it. You've got to turn up on race day and turn up and do your best, you know. Just want to see him run well there on Saturday to pave the way so that we can still be there at the end of the carnival as well. In saying that, he was always programmed to run first up in the Concord, and his effort in the Concord's as good as he's gone first up, and then it was deliberately going to be sort of 5 weeks going into the Gilgoy to have him prepped up to ideally run very well there on Saturday.
Again, it was a race that probably wasn't run to suit first up, a small field, and Red Zell sprinted away the last little bit. But as he said, he was really good. But the stewards' report says he pulls up with a respiratory issue post that. What was that issue?
Best for me not to comment on it, because I'm not really into trying to insult anyone's intelligence or anything. But it's as good as the horse has come through a first up run, recovered nice, and have evidence by the way that he scoped. After the race is that there was no abnormalities in terms of the way that the horse pulled up. So from our point of view, we're pretty happy with the way that he did come through the run actually for him. And look, we're pressing forward into the preparation and expect him to run well there on Saturday. It was just first up, once the scratches came out of the race on a track that was hard to make ground, we sort of didn't want to bust our boil in terms of riding our horse differently. And sort of, you know, it was always sort of going to be Red Zell's race, but look, evidence was always going to be in the sectional times, and he did run the fastest last 600 of the day, including some of the strongest furlongs of the day out of any horse on the meeting.
Has he come through that really well? How much improvement has he taken?
I've improved a bit.
It sounds confident. You think he'll win?
He needs to.
If the brakes go his way, is he better than
brakes or brakes or no brakes? Michael, he's well placed there on Saturday. And, he needs to run very well.
Well, we wish you all the best, mate. He's going to start a pronounced favourite. He's got the form on the board, and I hope you do get that luck down the famous Flemington Straight. It'll be great to see Spieth and yourself have a good win.
We'll need it all, but Corey Brown left it his very best.
Good on you, Bryce.
Thanks, Michael. Good.
Hope you enjoyed today's show, which was brought to you by DollarShaveClub.com. Why don't you see why over 3 million members worldwide love the amazingly affordable, high-quality shave they get from Dollar Shave Club razors? You can get your first for the month for as little as $5. Then after that, it's just a few bucks per month. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/pulse.